I hope you guys enjoyed watching UFC Fight Night 117 from Japan yesterday. It turned out to be a pretty great card, and I was definitely entertained. Lots of really good fights. But tonight, there's Bellator 183, and this is an amazing Bellator card. I am really excited. I'm going to go ahead and read it to you real quick. I'm actually going to be going to the South Carolina Gamecocks football game here in a little bit against Louisiana Tech, but I should be done with that by 9 o'clock, so that's when the Spike card is starting for Bellator. So I'll go ahead and read that to you real quick. It's going to be Aaron Pico versus Justin Lin. I'm not sure if you guys remember, but Aaron Pico is one of the top prospects in MMA, and he was coming up, and he made his Bellator debut not too long ago, and he was really hyped up, really highly anticipated debut, and then I want to say he was submitted or knocked out something really quickly in the first round, so kind of disappointing there. So we'll have to see how he bounces back and if he's going to live up to the hype. Next fight after that is Adam Piccolotti versus Gagiti Yamauchi. Not too sure about this fight, but the next fight between Lorenz Larkin versus Paul Daly will be a good one. Roy Nelson versus Javi Ayala is a good one. And then the main event between Benson Henderson versus Patricky Pitbull. Hey everybody, Bellator 183 is just about to start. Super excited for this card, tons of great fights. In the main event between Benson Henderson and Patricky Pitbull. And the first fight of the night is going to be between Adam Piccolotti and Gochi Yamaguchi. And the winner is going to be Yamaguchi via rear naked choke. And the next fight coming up is between Aaron Pico and Justin Lin. Not sure if you guys remember, but Aaron Pico was one of the most hyped up prospects in MMA history, and in his debut a few months ago he completely shit the bed and lost. So he's now making his comeback, and it's actually his birthday, so I think he's gonna get the win tonight. That's what I thought last time too, though, so we'll have to see.
Oh my god, and Aaron Pico just got the win via knockout with the left hook. Oh my god.
And the next fight coming up is between Gaston Bolaños versus Brandon LaRocco. And this fight has actually already happened. It was on the prelims, but I guess that Bellator is just trying to fill some time. So I'll bring you the result when it happens. But this fight was not originally on the main card. This was a fight that already happened on the prelims, and definitely not live right now. It just seems to be something that they're doing until the next fight. And Brandon LaRocco gets the win via triangle choke in the second round. Up next is going to be Javi Ayala versus Roy Big Country Nelson. About 1 minute 15 seconds left in the second round, and man, this has been a great fight so far between Roy Nelson and Ayala. They've just been exchanging shots, and now they're on the ground. About a minute left, and I think this one could go either way. I have to give the slight edge to Ayala. I think that he's done a little more and landed more significant shots, but Roy Nelson's done a good job of staying in the fight, and I think he still has a chance. 3 minutes, 25 seconds left in the third round, and it's been pretty even so far in this round. Roy Nelson just got a takedown, and he's been getting hit quite often, and I mean, just about every time he's hit, he looks like he's gonna get knocked out with the next hit, but he doesn't. So very good fight so far. I still think the edge is gonna go to Ayala. I think Roy Nelson might win this round from the way it's looking within the first 2 minutes, but I don't think that's gonna be enough to get him the win unless he gets a finish here. And I'm very surprised, but Roy Nelson gets the win via unanimous decision. I mean, maybe I wasn't paying too good of attention in the first and second rounds, but I definitely didn't think that he did enough to win that fight via unanimous decision. I mean, I thought maybe it would be a split decision, but, well, Roy Nelson wins. Congrats. And the fight coming up next is between Lorenz Larkin and Paul Daly.
And wow, Paul Daly just gets the win via TKO over Lorenz Larkin.
And up next is the main event between Benson Henderson and Patricky Pitbull. About 1 minute, 30 seconds left in the second round, and it's been pretty even so far. I think Patricky Pitbull has doing a lot better than I thought he would, but he's holding his own, and he's definitely gained his composure throughout the entire match, and I think that's been a good matchup so far. I'd have to give Pitbull the slight edge, but I do think that Benson Henderson isn't far behind, and I wouldn't be surprised if some of the judges have it scored in his favor. And it was a close fight, but the winner by split decision is going to be Patricky Pitbull. And that's it for Bellator 183. Stay tuned this week for more updates from the world of MMA.